Yes, hi, Naftali from Family First Care.
Yes, how you doing? I
I'm doing
spoke
great.
to you. I spoke to you not too long ago. My name is Yusuf. You
Yes.
getting? Yeah, how you doing?
Yes,
I'm just.
yes. I'm doing good. Okay, so let's go over again. So basically, let me just ask you these few questions about your the income of your you said for your father, right?
Yes.
Okay, so
He's
is his income
retired.
more than he's retired? Okay, so he doesn't have any income right now. Does he have Social Security income?
Yeah, Social Security is what he gets.
Yeah, but I guess it's under 2900 a month.
Yeah.
Okay, and any assets? Does he have any assets like a house or life
Well,
insurance
yeah,
policy?
he has a mortgage that he pays.
He has a mortgage on his name.
Yeah.
And how much is the house worth it?
Well, the
The
mortgage is
house.
like 2200, something like that a month.
The payment, but like how
I don't know the
what
total
is the house
cost.
worth?
I just know the monthly is like 2200 a month.
And is and I guess he's he has it for a few years now, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so that will probably be a problem because if someone owns a house that is more than $8,000 worth, it's not so sure that you'll get approved for home care services.
Okay, so you want I
So
won't because he's poor.
what I would advise you to do is, first make sure that it's probably more than $8,000 worth. Because if he's paying over 2,000 a month for a few years now, that means it's higher than that. And you say that it's on his name, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I would advise you to do is to call in and try applying. We can't help you with applying the process, the whole process for you, but you can still try to apply, and if you're successful, you can reach us back, and we'll help you with onboarding any caregiver, or we can take it from there. But we think you're not gonna be eligible for that, your father.
Because he's paying over 2,000, over 8,000 a month, you said?
Because he has assets that are over $8,000 worth.
Right.
So the state like doesn't want to, you know, they have
So,
their guidelines.
so, so if he's staying with me at my house, would that be any different?
It wouldn't make a difference because if the house is on his name,
No,
then
I'm
it
saying
doesn't matter.
if he stays with me at my house.
I understand that, but it wouldn't make any difference because like it, the house is on his name, so they think that he have assets, more than $8,000. Doesn't matter if
Okay,
he
I got
stays
it.
by you. I think so. So what you can do, I'll give you the broker's number. You can still try to apply because maybe they'll find something that he will be approved. So I'll give you the broker's number. You can call them in to schedule the first assessment.
Okay.
You can try, and if you have you're successful with that, you can anytime call us back. We'll help you take it from there, okay?
So, what's the number?
So the number is 877
Yeah.
550 4227.
And that's the what's the number is that?
So this is the broker's number. So they are like an independent broker. They are doing the assessment, the first assessment, which is a financial assessment. And then the aging agency will call you for a second assessment, and then it goes over to the county assistant's office. And they
So
review your
what?
file and they let you know if you're approved.
So do I tell him I'm trying to apply for to take care of my father and that,
Yes,
but his
you can
mortgage
tell
is.
them you try. No, don't tell them about the mortgage because they will assess it anyhow. First, you can ask them, if you can still apply, but they will assess it by the first assessment, which is a financial assessment. So. They will be able to, let you know if you're approved, by the first two steps, probably.
Okay. All right. All right. Well,
Okay.
thanks.
No problem, sure. Have a good day. Bye bye.